Hey, Tech Lead here, and welcome back to another episode of The Tech Lead. Now, today I'm going to be talking about how I quit Google. It is tea time with The Tech Lead, your host, the ex-Google Tech Lead. Now, while many of us know that I used to work at Google, what we don't know was how I left Google and what my learnings were from there. And I think that these learnings will be applicable to anybody who is working in any job, really, because as a society, we don't talk much about quitting jobs. Right, we talk plenty about how to get jobs, but we don't talk about how to leave a job properly and make sure that you're doing it correctly and getting what you deserve in that process. You could get pretty screwed over if you don't do it correctly. You know, for example, when I left Google, I tried to give them a 4 to 5 week notice, but they wanted me out of there much faster, like 1 week, and then I was out, and they almost didn't even pay out my health insurance. There's a lot of pitfalls there. So we're going to be covering these tips and more. This video, by the way, is brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. Check them out, link in the description below. So back to my story. When I left Google, I gave them a 4 week notice because I felt that I was a pretty important guy over there. And I wanted to just, you know, make the transition as smooth as possible. But you know, I think what really happened was that as soon as HR heard about this, they probably checked some things, like maybe stock vesting dates. They checked if I was leaving for a competitor, and they just decided, you know what, they just wanted me out of there in a week. And, you know, that wasn't really my plans, right? I had planned to be working there longer, but eventually I even qualified for unemployment insurance, which is ridiculous, but I did collect that because I qualified for it. And I think what you need to understand here, though, is that HR is not your friend. The job of HR is to protect the company from employees. So if you're dealing with HR, you need to always have your guard up and make sure that you're keeping your cards close to your hand. And even though you may be friends and buddies with your coworkers or even your manager, they're not necessarily able to protect you from HR, right? That's an entirely different organization. And so let's get into tip number one, which is to use up your vacation days. It's true that many companies will say, well, hey, if you quit, they'll just pay out your vacation days anyway, so you don't have to use them if you don't want to. But the great thing about using them up is that it helps you hit additional vesting dates. It may help you hit additional bonus dates. Maybe you can just stick around with the company and see what other extra goodies you get, maybe some offsites, right? Whatever that is. If you just personally use up those vacation dates, you just get those extra benefits of staying with the company. Hitting your stock vesting dates is a big one, and you earned it, so you deserve it. I didn't get mine, by the way, when I was forced out earlier than I expected. So there were several thousand dollars for me lost in that one. There's also additional benefits, like you may get access to remote offices. You know, I was going to take a vacation to Japan at that time. I wanted to check out the offices over in Japan. I didn't get a chance to do that. There may also be additional corporate discounts and perks, employee stores, movie ticket discounts, things like that. So use up those vacation days instead of having them paid out to you when you leave, and then just quit within 2 weeks or so when you come back from vacation. The second tip I have for you is to never give more than 2 weeks' notice. Never give more than that. You know, I tried to give 4 weeks. I thought I was being nice. I thought it was important. You're not that important. Nobody's that important. You know, I've seen directors get terminated within 1 day for violating some policy, and the company is still fine without them. So they're going to be fine without you as well. The second you tell people that you're thinking about leaving, whether that's in 2 weeks or 4 weeks, you should be ready to leave on that very same day, because HR can just come and terminate you right away. So a few tips here. Number one, make sure that you hand in your notice after any of your stock vests, right? Check that vesting calendar. Number two, you want to make sure that you're backing up anything on your computer that may belong to you personally, right? You don't want to back up company data, but if there's anything on your computer, you want to get that and secure any of your personal belongings in the office, because you could be walked out that very same day. They could take your laptop away, immediately shut off access. If they suddenly just decide that you're not a team player, if you're going to a competitor, any of those reasons. Like, for example, I know a guy, he used to work at Google and he took a 3 month paternity leave. And then when he came back, he gave a 2 weeks notice and then he left. And you know, I think that was a really smart move, actually, because if he had given a 2 week notice before he went on paternity leave, HR would not have given him that paternity leave. They would have terminated him that very same day if they needed to, but they would not have paid that out if they could have saved that for themselves, which in my opinion may not be entirely fair, right? Maybe he earned that paternity leave. And it would have been probably fairly brutal on him if he was having a new kid and then he was terminated from his job that very same day. But the company may just do that, and you need to protect yourself. The third tip I have for you is just make sure that you're checking the company calendars, bonus calendars. Look for any additional events coming up. It's funny that if you were to check like when people quit, a lot of people are smart enough to know that you quit after bonus season. You know, in my very first job at Sony Pictures, I quit on the anniversary date that I had joined, which I thought was very cool, very interesting. I could say, hey, I worked there exactly 1 year, but I did not get my bonus. Bonus comes a little bit after that, so there were several thousand dollars that I had lost right there. The fourth tip is to take a moment and check your benefits portal, if you have one, and make sure that you're maximizing all of that. So I'm talking about like 401k matching. I like to front load my 401k, so I will always put in like 100% of my paycheck into that and just max that out as soon as I can each year, such that if for any reason I left my job, I could at least get my 401k contributions in, and if there was an employer match, then I would get that as well. By the way, not all employers are going to be matching you 100% right away. Sometimes there are caps and limits, but you can check with your plan about that. You know, if there are other things like FSA, flexible saving account plans, dependent care accounts, try to get those maxed out as well. Use them up because they could expire at the end. The fifth tip I have for you is to never quit a job without having another job in hand. Why is this important? You know, because I think this is leverage, right? When you're getting another job and you're trying to negotiate that compensation, if you don't even have another job in hand and you've got nothing, then you've got no leverage. But if you already have a job and then you're trying to apply to another company, that company knows they need to at least beat your current compensation, and then there may even be an additional counteroffer that they'll need to beat as well. So you already have leverage right there. That's actually kind of acting as your competing offer right there just by holding on to that job. If you gave that up because you just decided to rage quit, you don't have any leverage, you don't have power, and then you're essentially willing to work for $0, right? Even if someone were to pay you $10, they've already beaten your current salary. So this is about negotiation leverage that will get you set up for your next role. The sixth tip I have for you is that when you're at that exit interview, don't say a word. Or keep it polite and keep it professional. I think exit interviews are kind of silly. Like imagine that you got dumped by somebody and then they said, well, hey, now that the relationship's over, why don't you just let loose and just tell them everything that you didn't like about them? It's like, why would you even waste your time doing that? You're trying to get the next portion of your life started and now you want to just badmouth each other and let loose? For what gain? What's the point? You're gone. It's not even your problem anymore. And if they really cared, maybe they should have asked you when the relationship was still working out. So what I'm trying to say here is that, number one, don't burn your bridges. Keep things professional. And number two, what do you have to gain by giving any of this advice to your former employer, right? Oftentimes, you're going to be talking to HR. It's not even the engineering manager or the team who is doing the exit interview for you. Do you think that people actually take your feedback and use it to improve the company? I don't know. I'm not part of HR. But I wouldn't be entirely surprised if they just took that, filed it away, and put it in your personal records and just use that as leverage against you, as your own personal history record. I don't know if they actually integrate that into any of their internal feedback processes or to improve the company at all. I don't know if they do. But keep in mind that this isn't a family farewell party. You don't have to be teary-eyed about it, and you don't owe these people any explanation. It's simply a business deal that has closed out, and now both parties are moving on to future opportunities. It's as simple as that. The seventh and final tip for you is just about health insurance. Make sure you're quitting after, say, like the first of the month. Usually health insurance plans, they'll continue your coverage through the end of the month in which you are employed. So if you quit on like the 30th, then you may be forced into buying Cobra health insurance right away. Cobra, by the way, it's extremely expensive health insurance. It's essentially like the same solid health insurance that companies have, but you just gotta pay for that out of pocket individually. It's just crazy prices there. So overall, just keep in mind that usually when you quit, people are going to be asking you to stay. Maybe you'll work an extra month, maybe an extra 2 months, just kind of delay the process for you. And you just need to really prioritize yourself. I would say 2 weeks, right? That's about all you really need. And don't let anybody else fool you into thinking that you're more important than they're telling you that you are. And you know, you need to prioritize yourself, the company. They're going to be doing just fine. They're going to be great, actually. One more thing, if you enjoyed this video and you want to land a job in tech, check out techinterviewpro.com. It's a new program created by Joma and I. Joma is an ex-Facebook software engineer, and he's landed numerous internships and jobs at like Microsoft, LinkedIn, and more. We're going to be giving you some of our top tips about how you can land a job in tech, how you can pass the technical coding interview. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to fast-track your career. If you're looking to further improve your skills, I also highly recommend you check out Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community. You can explore classes in everything from photography and creative writing to marketing, productivity, web development, entrepreneurship, and more. Their website is beautiful. They've got tons of courses that are going to get you set up. Very reasonable pricing here. Premium membership gives you unlimited access to high-quality classes from experts working in their fields to help you gain new skills and live your best life. One high-quality class they have here is the JavaScript Toolkit. This one class will teach you to become a JavaScript expert with in-depth guides to new essential tools and techniques every developer should know. Because Skillshare is sponsoring this video, you'll get a 2-month free trial, link in the description below. So that'll do it for me. Let me know your best tips on how to leave a job. If you liked the video, give it a like and subscribe, and I'll see you next time. Bye.